Hive by AJ Betts. Read by Felicity Jurd. My lie was just a small one, the size of a honeybee. God wouldn't bother with a lie as small as this, I told myself. God would surely have his attention fixed on bigger things. Clutching the collection box, I stepped from the commons into the way of the engine house. I never liked that way. Bare of vines, its grey walls felt too close and cool, too quick to echo. I didn't want to be there. I shouldn't have been there. But I had little choice when my pain got bad. It had started at my left temple, as it always did, pulsing and pushing like a tuba. Its gnarly heat swelled until there was room for nothing else. Now pain throbbed at my vision. It was hard to focus, harder to appear normal. At least it was Jeffrey at the threshold to the engine house. He was kinder than the others. Hunched in the manner of uncles, the old man tilted his chin to look at the collection box, then at me. He clucked his tongue, as he often did. "Your bees must be getting cleverer, Haley." I made the effort to smile, though it hurt to. "Stupider, more like it." Only a stupid bee would choose to come into a house without flowers. A stupid bee or a desperate girl. Jeffrey jiggled a little, signalling he had a new riddle to test on me. I liked him when I felt well. I even enjoyed his riddles. But when the pain was bad, even the kindest uncle was a frustration. "Once I'm shared, I no longer exist." I shook my head stiffly. "I don't know." I wished I could be more patient. It wasn't his fault. Engineer uncles had little to do but stand all day at the threshold drop nets, observing the workings of machines and dreaming up riddles for youngsters. "Think on it, Haley. You're a clever girl, sharp as a tack." He beamed, but the compliment, as always, made little sense to me. Attack. Old people were fond of meaningless phrases and nonsensical words. Quick as lightning, right as rain, good as gold, at the drop of a hat. That day, I had no interest in asking what a tack was. I had no interest in riddles of any kind. Yet Jeffrey tried again. "Once I'm shared, I no longer exist." I shook the collection box, reminding him of the purpose of my visit, the urgency of catching a rogue that would surely be an unwelcome intrusion in a place with such delicate machines. Inside the engine house, bees were deemed trivial and bothersome. Maybe the engineers were right. "I've just come for the bee." I felt guilty for lying, but I needed the relief that could only be found on the other side of the drop net, through the engine house and behind the door of their unused way. For in all the world, that was the one place that brought me any peace. I didn't know how that dark way worked its magic on me, but somehow it could unhook the twisting, knuckling pain from behind my eyes and make it shrink and dissolve until there was finally space inside my mind, and I could think again, breathe again, feel normal again.